Have you been thinking about launching a podcast for your business, but want to make sure that you're doing it with intention and that it's actually going to be worth your time? I am so excited to be hosting my Launch Your Podcast Funnel workshop. In this workshop, I'm gonna teach you what you need to have in place to launch a podcast designed to work for your business as a funnel with new leads and clients. The workshop will be live on May 16th. You'll have the opportunity to ask questions and get feedback, plus you'll walk away with clarity on how to start launching your podcast funnel. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/funnel, and I cannot wait to see you there and help you start your podcast journey. Your content should be aligned with your business and your business objectives and your goals for your business, right? And your podcast can serve a very specific purpose, but that purpose cannot be realized if your content is not supporting that purpose. And so that's what I want to share with you today is how you can align your podcast content with your business. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm so excited to be here. This is a really exciting time in my business and my life. I have been working really hard behind the scenes on my purpose and my vision for this business. And I'm so excited for the things that I'm going to be talking about and releasing over the next couple of months. And we're starting that off with something really big. So this isn't necessarily a problem I solve this week, although it could definitely be a problem I'm solving for me, but also for my clients. And that is, I want to talk about my membership for a second, the Strategize and Shine membership. I created this because I wanted a place where people could feel like they had support for their podcast. And I didn't realize how important that was going to become until this last year with the invent of AI. It wasn't really invented last year, but you know, it's been infused into a lot of things. And we've seen a tremendous shift in the industry and the kind of support that podcasters are seeking. And what once worked really well for me, which was to have a podcast agency, which I still do have, isn't necessarily hitting the mark when it comes to how I'm supporting my clients. Sometime last year, I had created this membership and I had a vision for it, didn't quite realize it, had to go through some stuff. You know how it is as a business owner and a person. Sometimes we just have to go through the things to realize what we want things to be. And I have really been working hard on the membership and helping realize that vision that I have for it. And because of that, because of everything we've added, the value, the price is actually going up May 1st. So let me tell you a little bit about the membership and why you want to lock in the current rate for life right now, because I think it's a really special place that has the potential to be this amazing community of podcasters who have businesses coming together to grow their podcasts and their business at the same time. So when you get welcomed into the membership, you get to go through a special onboarding sequence. And at the end of that, you will get to book a strategy call with me. During this call, we're going to go through your goals for your podcast, what you're hoping to achieve during your time in the membership, and I'm going to make sure that you know what your next steps are to take. Every month, we do a live masterclass on podcasts and marketing topics. In addition, I am constantly creating new tutorials and templates for my members. So things that you will find in there right now are planning templates. You will find template for writing your podcast script. We have interview and solo episodes of those. templates for pitching your podcast. There's all kinds of things. If you need it, it's in there. And I'm constantly adding new tutorials based on what my members are working on. The other things that we've added, which are so fun, is once a month, we're doing a podcast power hour where we come together and work on our podcast tasks, get questions answered. Loving that. And then we also do Voxer office hours once a month. So you can get individualized support. And that's like one of the ways that you can talk to me one-on-one for a short period of time. So again, all of this value that I've added, and I've added it because it is so, so important for podcasters who are doing something different with their podcasts, like us, like business owners like us, to have support the way they need it. So even if you're DIYing or you have somebody on your team working on things, this is a place to come to stay up to date, to make sure you're doing the things that are going to serve your podcast in the best way so you can use it to help grow your business. And again, right now, you can get in for $47 a month. And if you sign up right now, you'll get to lock in that rate. That rate will be going up May 1st to $97. So I highly, highly recommend jumping in on this month. I would love to have you. It's such a special place, and it's a place that I'm really excited to pour more of my purpose in the coming years. And yeah, that's the Strategize and Shine membership. If you have any questions at all, you can email me hello@wildhomepodcasting.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. And now we're going to dive into today's episode. So this is an episode I am actually pulling from the archives because it is still so incredibly relevant. And it is something that we talk a lot about in the membership, and that is your content. And so I really hope that this episode helps you and shed some light on how you can align your podcast content with your business so that way your podcast can start to become a lead generating machine. When you plan your podcast content, are you keeping in mind your sales and marketing calendar, your buyer journey, the value that you're adding to your listeners, or are you just picking topics that you want to talk about? Trust me, we all do that. So today I want to give you 5 ways that you can tie your content back to your business. If you listened to last week's episode, last week I talked about business goals in your podcast and how to have your podcast basically help you work towards your business goals, or how to integrate it, right? And one of the things that I talked about was the importance of having a content schedule. And this is why. Because when we start thinking about our content for our podcast, it's really fun to just, you know, record episodes when you feel like it and have on all your best friends. But you also want to make sure that the content, the actual meat of your episodes, is tying back to your business and is aligned with the strategy of using this podcast to grow my business, right? We want to make sure that we're not just recording episodes for the sake of recording episodes, but recording episodes that are going to bring value, right? And share our values and share what we're about, even if you have a guest. And we're going to talk more about that. So today I'm going to share 5 ways specifically that you can tie your content to your business. So get out your notepad, get out your pen, let's take some notes. And as a reminder, if you have any questions about anything that we talk about today on the podcast or that we even talked about last week, you can head to my Instagram. So let's start with the first way. One of the biggest mistakes that I see podcasters making is not tying their content to their sales and marketing calendars. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this seems like a no-brainer, but I think when we start to think about doing that, we get a little icky feeling because we're worried that we're going to be too salesy on our podcast. And we don't want to do that because our podcast is for creating connections. I totally get it. So this isn't about being salesy. This is about bringing in content that relates to what you're selling or doing. So let me give an example. When we are doing a big push for launches, we may do episodes that are specifically about launching a podcast. Right now, I'm really trying to build up and share my expertise on how to create a strategy for having an aligned podcast. This is all tying into some offerings we're working on. And so that's where my episodes are really focused right now. And this isn't like a very hard process. You know, let me share a little bit how I plan this out. So I have I have a couple of Google Docs, and one of them has my themes for each month, kind of based on our sales cycle. So when do we usually have new clients coming in for management? When do we usually have new clients coming in for launches or refreshes? And I've actually written those down in a calendar, you know, just looking at the past few years and our sales. You can also do this with like, okay, I know that in November, I'm going to launch this program. So at the end of October, I want to make sure I relate content to that. So literally just having the whole year mapped out. From there, I say, okay, what are my content pillars and how do they relate to that? And don't worry, I am going to bring someone on to talk about that at some point. But we want to think about the values that we have, the things that we love to talk about, and have kind of some themes, right? And so I have these themes and then how those relate to my sales process. And then from there, I literally plan out each month's worth of content. And I start with the week and thinking about what the theme is for that week and what the podcast episode is going to be. And then from there, I'm able to create everything else. So I have a Google Doc that has my year overview, and then I have a Google Doc for each month. And then that all goes into my tracker, which is Asana. So starting with like that big picture of my business and what my business is doing, and then going from there. The second way is to know your buyer journey. So when we created our buyer journeys, it was probably done before we even had a podcast. And now that we have a podcast, I think it's a really good exercise to go back and think about your buyer journey, how they find you, where they find you, the different levels they're at, and where does your podcast fall into that? Because we do not want to necessarily be sharing content that is for people who are at the end of our buyer's journey if that's not who's listening to our podcast. And if you're not sure who's listening to your podcast, like do a couple surveys, ask on Instagram, send out an email survey, figure out where people are, why they're listening, that kind of thing. And that can really help you determine where they are in the buyer's journey. How this is important to tying content to your business is because we want to make sure that the content is relevant to the people in our buyer's journey. That's also going to help us to know what call to actions to use and like what links are we going to give them? What are we going to ask them to do? You know, if they're at the beginning of the buyer's journey, we may not necessarily ask them to book a call, but we may ask them to download this free checklist, right? Or something like that. Knowing your buyer's journey is really, really important. And I just have a graphic that I created in Canva, and I love it because it's cute and colorful, but I like to look at it and update it every once in a while. But just that exercise of sitting down and writing out what the buyer's journey is really, really helpful. It's one of those things where we think we know it until we sit down and actually write it out. So definitely take the time to do that. Number three. So be mindful about the guests that you invite on your podcast. We want to make sure that our interviews that we're doing is bringing value to our listeners as it relates to how they relate to you. But we also want to make sure that we're bringing in guests that we can have really meaningful conversations with, so that way our listeners can hear us as well in the interview. One thing I really just do not love for business podcasters are interviews where they sit and ask a question, and then the guest gives a long answer, and then they ask another question, and the guest gives a long answer. For me, I feel like there's just so much value when I can sit down in an interview and have a really great conversation about something that I'm working on, my clients are working on, and how it relates back to podcasting. A really good example of this is my episode with Melanie Lee, and we will put the link in the show notes for that. So I brought her on because we've been working together, but the thing we've been working on is something that a lot of my clients are working on as well. And so we were able to have a really neat conversation about it and how it relates to podcasting. And to me, that is so much more valuable than just bringing on a guest for the sake of bringing on a guest, because there's still so much of me in that interview. And I think that's really important for people to hear. It gives them a really good sense of how you work with people, how you talk to people, and what you value. There's nothing like having conversations, right, to educate people. And so that's why I think being mindful about the guests you bring on is so important. The fourth way to tie content to your business is kind of related to number three, but interview your clients on your podcast. Why are we not interviewing our clients? This is one of my top tips. Bring on clients, interview them about their journey, where they are in their journey, how they got there. Maybe even help them with a small problem on your podcast. This isn't a sit down and tell me all the things that are wonderful about me and my program. This is a let's sit down and talk about like what led you to working with me and, you know, what are the things we've worked on together and how have we gotten this client to where they are now? I think this is so, so cool. I just love this because it gives your listeners a way to hear how you work with people and how you work with clients. And it also like gives your listeners, I guess it's that kind of proof, right? That we use the term social proof. So I don't know, podcast proof. I don't know what you would say, but it gives them a concrete example to refer to of result A, but B, just how you are with somebody and how you work with somebody. And I think that's really important. I know for me, when I'm thinking about investing in someone, when I find out they have a podcast and they interviewed a client, I will like immediately go listen to that. I will like go find it, listen to it, because I love to hear them interacting with their clients and talking about what they went through together. I think it's so valuable. And the last way to tie content to your business, at least in this episode, is don't be afraid to share what you're working on. There is no reason why you cannot share your programs, your services, the things that you are doing on your podcast. If you don't talk about it, nobody's going to know about it, right? And it doesn't have to be salesy. This isn't a, like, you know, an infomercial on TV, but sitting down and integrating it, incorporating it into your episodes, I think is so important and such a missed opportunity. It's one thing to build authority, but that authority means nothing if we don't give people a place to go after they've established that we know what the heck we're talking about, right? And so making sure that we are sharing a clear path for them. And, you know, if they're struggling with something and you have an answer to it and it is a program to join, go ahead and talk about it. Go ahead and share it. Share the link. Again, this isn't a, you know, 30-minute infomercial, but there are ways to very subtly tie this stuff in and to talk about what you're doing. If you're worried that if you do that, it won't make your podcast evergreen, that's just something I've never really worried about, because I feel like if somebody found me 3 years from now and they clicked on a podcast episode and I was talking about my management services or my launch package, and yeah, maybe it's changed a little bit 3 years from now, but it's still relatively the same. The offerings may be a little different, but they will still know like, hey, this is what she did. This is how she worked, that kind of thing. I'm going to go ahead and click over. And if they can't find the thing I was talking about, they're going to find other things to talk about. You know, another way to kind of get around this is to do ads in your own episodes, and then you can switch them out or take them out, that kind of thing. But the important point I really want to drive home right now is that as business owners, we have got to share what we're doing on our podcasts, because the podcast is there to work for our business. And so we want to make sure that the people listening know what it is exactly that we do. So these are 5 ways to tie your content to your business. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I will be back next week with a new one. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.